This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is the phone.
Okay, so week 2 of the World Cup, and what a World Cup it has been.
It's been very good, I think. I was looking at it the other day, up to a couple of days ago, there hadn't been what you'd call a lot of surprises with the results, but there'd been a lot of good performances and a lot of amazement. That said, over the last sort of 24 or so hours, a few more surprises.
We've had some great surprises, I think. Costa Rica, they played well to beat Uruguay, but Uruguay without Suarez, we thought maybe Costa Rica could have snuck something in, and they did. Yeah. And look, let's not disrespect Costa Rica. They beat them 3-1 after coming back from a goal down. So they put in a very good performance and beat Uruguay.
Yes.
Probably the best performance by a Costa Rican team ever at a World Cup. Then their next game against Italy, they were not outplayed. I know it's 1-0. And probably scoreline-wise, that's not necessarily an unfair scoreline, but I thought Costa Rica won well. Like, I don't think Italy looked like they were going to win.
I think that was the big thing about the game, was the fact that Costa Rica looked in charge. They looked a team to go far. Yeah. They didn't look like they're just sort of just showing up, doing their best and squeaking in a goal and then holding on. They were playing the good football. They were doing it well.
Like, you can tell everyone buys in to whatever it is that they have to buy into, whatever their team philosophy is, they have that.
Yeah.
And that's done them a world of good. They've basically become what they are today.
They're pretty much odds-on favourites now to the top of their group.
Yeah, I agree.
And that will set them up against probably
Côte d'Ivoire. Yes, okay, so Côte d'Ivoire, they lost to Colombia, but lots of teams will lose to Colombia there. Colombia are a very good team.
Yes, I think that's going to be something that's going to be a theme of the World Cup. They're a good team, but they lost to Colombia.
Yeah. Colombia, I think, will go far. They're I think whoever they face in the next round, it's not going to be Costa Rica, Italy, or Uruguay. They can beat them.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any fears. Yeah, Costa Rica and Colombia, good teams. And the other C team that's made it so far, Chile. And Tim Vickery, whose opinion I respect a lot when it comes to South American football, has said Chile have always been a reasonable team, that now they have an identity. They know what they play. This is what being the Chilean football team is all about. Marco Bielsa, who's a great coach, introduced it to them. And their current coach, Sampolini, who's like a little energizer bunny on the touchline, totally buys into that. And they're amazing. Arturo Vidal, I think he's not quite fully fit yet, but he's not playing badly. Alex Sanchez is playing brilliantly. The rest of the team are just, they're all picking up their game. They all feel like this is their time. It's in their continent, and I think all the Latin American teams back themselves.
I think Chile's going to do good. We said that they were a good team. We were thinking they were hard done by in the group they were, and they were going to crash out at group stage despite how good they were. And they've stood up and said, well, we're better even than that. We are good enough here, and they've shown it. I did watch their first game against Australia. They were very good there. I thought they maybe
kind of put their foot off the pedal.
Yeah, took their foot off the pedal and really.
And that's a bit of an experience, but I think they made sure not to do that against Spain. And they played a complete performance against Spain.
I think that was the big thing there. That after the Australian game, where they sort of put in two quick fire goals and they sort of rested back, and they were still looking forward, but there was just that sort of lack of clear edge after that. And then Australia got back in the game. I think, against Spain, Chile had learned from that and were like, no, we need to keep going and keep pushing.
And Chile are going to face, if they come first or second, because that's open, they basically get a head-to-head playoff with Netherlands about who gets to finish top of that group. I don't think either the Netherlands or Chile, because the Netherlands are also already through, are going to be worried about whoever they get to face from Group A. Brazil, Croatia, or Mexico are all teams these teams can fight beat.
And yes, I mean, before the start of the tournament, once again, we were like, second place in that group wasn't going to be good because you faced Brazil. But let me say, Brazil's been very, very ordinary.
Yeah.
They haven't shown anything really that's to scare anybody, that any team will be afraid of.
They've got the crowd on their side, and that is a good extra maybe 10-15% in your performance. But even with 10-15%, they couldn't beat Mexico.
The Mexican goalkeeper had a blinder.
He did.
I only watched the first half of that game, so unfortunately I was flying to Melbourne. There was a good effort by Mexico there, and when you have an outstanding game like that, sometimes there's not a lot of an attacking side can do.
Now, with the other groups, because I think those first four, A, B, C, and D, are pretty set up. I think we're pretty sure Colombia's going through. We're pretty sure it'll be Ivory Coast coming through from Group C. And I think with Group A, it's still open, but we're pretty sure Brazil will be top. because they've got the Cameroon. First win.
Yeah, well, they've got
Cameroon, so they're probably going to beat Cameroon, who are woeful. That would
give them 7 points.
Yeah.
With plus 2 goal, plus whatever they beat Cameroon by, which, you know, that could be pushing up to 6 or 7.
And Mexico and Croatia, I think Croatia have it. I think Croatia have shown just enough. Mexico couldn't score more than 2 goals against... against Cameroon. Their attack has looked suspect, and Croatia, we know, have goals in them.
Yeah. The only thing there that Mexico has is they've got the extra point already.
Yeah.
So they don't need... They're a draw or win to go through. The only thing the win gives them is the possible chance of going top.
I think Croatia have improved since their first game against Brazil, whereas Brazil have gone the other way around.
Oh, I don't know if Brazil have gone the other way around. They haven't improved. Mm. I don't think they got worse.
Or maybe they've stagnated. You're
very
right.
Very stagnated.
Whereas Croatia has improved, but we'll see. Mexico has surprised both you and me.
Yes.
So there's no...
I'm flipping now. I actually think Mexico will be the one to go through with Brazil.
Fair enough. Okay, moving on to the next group. Everybody's happy. This is the World Cup we watched when we were teenagers. France is back, baby, and they're bringing in all the old hits that everybody likes listening to. Didier Deschamps is head coach, and he was captain of the team that won in 98. And he's followed through with his strategy of not picking Nasri, and that's paid dividends. Great dividends.
Good work. Deschamps.
We all know Nasri's a good player, of course, but he's clearly been a disruptive influence on the dressing room and more than once. And the team seem harmonious, almost un-French-like in their unity. This is what the 98 team was like.
Yes.
Karim Benzema looks like he's in the form of his life. Giroud has had a great season with Arsenal.
Yes, and he's having a great tournament.
And I think attacking-wise, they have it. Their defense is a bit suspect, but
they've scored 8 goals in 2 games.
Yeah.
I think their attack has it.
Their attack, mind you could say that they've not had any defense that they've had to, that's tested them, but I don't think there's any defense in the World Cup that tests attacks. Every team's defense has been suspect so far.
They do have the best goal difference of the entire tournament.
I think deservedly so. Well, yeah. Until Germany play.
At this very point in time, they got the best goal. Them and the Netherlands are the only two teams to have scored 8 goals so far in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
France have got 2 against, whilst Netherlands have 3 against.
Yeah.
And that's been the difference there.
And yes, well, I'm very impressed with France. Yeah. You don't want to come second in that group which Argentina are in, Group F. Coming second means you will face France. I think we're pretty sure they're going to beat...
Yeah, they got Ecuador left. I think there's nothing really been shown anywhere there that says they're not going to beat Ecuador and not going
to
beat
Dubai. Unless they decide to be like, you know, France.
Yeah, and that's because they suddenly remember that they're France and play like France as opposed to whatever team they're currently playing like.
Yeah.
They forget that they're the 98 France and think they're like the 2010 France.